just legendary. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back-to-school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
Luvinda says CF to hold convention regardless of court outcomes. Four districts in Central Province go solar to improve power access. In Global News, Sydney welcomes 2026 with spectacular fireworks display. Good evening and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 18 hours. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. The details. Patriotic Front Acting President Given Luvinda says regardless of the court outcome on 9th and 12th January 2026, the party as a movement will hold a convention using any means possible. Speaking during the end of year briefing in Lusaka this afternoon, Mr. Luvinda highlighted that the party cannot continue being fragmented and that there is need to uphold unity. He adds that despite the inconsistencies that various institutions of government, such as the judiciary, have been weakened, he is confident that the courts will resolve the current party leadership wrangles and prepare for the polls.
Very soon after the 12th, the movement, that's what I called it. I did not say the party. I was deliberate. I said the movement. Let me see if I can find the actual statement so it's clear. I said the movement established by Mike Wachirufya Sata and left to us by ECL shall go to a convention under whatever umbrella it chooses. So mark my words, we are giving ourselves only up to the 12th of January to use the judicial system. After that, the leaders of the party will decide whatever umbrella will be available to go to the convention. We cannot afford to continue waiting for doomsday. No.
Meanwhile, Mr. Luvinda has urged Zambians not to forget the challenges the current administration has subjected them to as they prepare to vote in 2026. He cites the non-payment of farmers, high cost of living, and described the improved power supply as a political gimmick to woo votes. Central Province Permanent Secretary Dr. Milna Mwanakampwe has disclosed that four districts in the province, namely Serenje, Mukushi, Chibombo and Mumbwa, have been solarized with 12 kilovolts each to enable them manage their power needs effectively and reduce reliance on the national grid. This is part of government's efforts to promote alternative energy sources and reduce load management in line with President Hakainde Hichilema's directive. Addressing the media in Kawe today, Dr. Mwanakampwe said the province was allocated 2 million kwacha in its 2025 budget for the project, and the Ministry of Finance has since released the full amount. He says the provincial administration has also been solarized with 30 kilovolts, adding that the project also includes net metering, allowing the province to sell excess power to ZESCO. Dr. Mwanakampwe added that the move is expected to reduce load shedding and boost office efficiency in the district.
I wish to confirm that out of the 2 million kwacha that we budgeted in the 2025 budget, the Secretary to the Treasury, through the Minister of Finance, was gracious enough to release the entire 2 million kwacha, and we have successfully solarized four districts, that is to say Serenje district, with 12 kVA, Mukushi district with 12 kVA, Chibombo district with 12 kVA, and Mumbwa district respectively with 12 kVA. Now, you may wish to know that all these districts that have been solarized, they're able to actually sell power. They've been that aspect of managing to sell power to ZESCO.
The People's Pact, a coalition of opposition parties, has officially announced Socialist Party President Dr. Fred Membe as its candidate for the 2026 presidential elections. Speaking during the unveiling ceremony in Lusaka today, Dr. Membe stated that although it will not be easy for the political movement ahead of the polls, the movement is committed to remain united. Dr. Membe said through a united, selfless leadership, a better Zambia answering to the needs of the people is possible. He emphasized that the movement is anchored on the need to restore unity, economic development, and political freedom in Zambia.
It's either we unify our struggles or we'll be defeated alone. With faith and with a plan, we'll triumph, we'll overcome all the challenges that are there. It's not going to be easy. Tepambale, we have seen it over Bio7. What challenges are there? But again, every night as this morning, it gets dark sometimes, but the morning comes. A better Zambia, a better society is possible. But we have to unite and struggle for it. It won't come like manna. To survive today, we have to struggle.
Meanwhile, PACT Secretary General Dr. Cosmas Musumali announced that the movement will have five vice presidents, including Kaluva Simuyemba of the Movement for Change and Equity, Green Party leader Peter Sinkamba, Robert Sichinga, and two others yet to be announced, while Professor Nyson Ngoma will serve as Deputy Secretary. Dr. Musumali assured that mobilization for the 2026 polls commences immediately.
Only through unity can we deliver the freedom and prosperity that Zambians deserve. There are some immediate steps to be undertaken. The People's Pact Secretariat will undertake the following actions with immediate effect. We will launch a nationwide mobilization campaign. We will engage with stakeholders across civil society, faith-based institutions, trade unions, and community groups. We will develop and publish a comprehensive five-year transitional agenda.
In more news, the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has added more charges to Felix Kalumba Sichalwe, a 29-year-old accountant at Kawe Municipal Council, following an ongoing investigation. The suspect was initially arrested in October 2025 for possession of property reasonably believed to be proceeds of crime. DEC Public Relations Officer Alan Tamba says arising from findings of ongoing investigations, Sichalwe has been charged with fraudulent and false accounting, theft by public servant, money laundering, and conflict of interest. Mr. Tamba says the allegations against Sichalwe include falsifying salaries and terminal benefits worth over 1.9 million kwacha, which were paid into his personal account, and also reportedly failed to declare interest in a company that received 245,696 kwacha from Kawe Municipal Council. He explains that Sichalwe, as a group accountant, dishonestly caused the said money to be paid into his personal account and engaged in transactions involving the funds, knowing they were proceeds of crime. Mr. Tamba says Sichalwe has been released on police bond and is expected to appear before a competent court soon.
In the first instance, in October 2025, Sichalwe was charged with the offense of possession of property reasonably believed to be proceeds of crime, pursuant to Section 71 of the Forfeiture of Proceeds of Crime Act No. 19 of 2010 of the Laws of the Republic of Zambia. The said property included a Mercedes-Benz motor vehicle, an incomplete house, and money amounting to 44,072 Zambian kwacha, which was held in Sichalwe's personal account domiciled at a named bank. Particulars are that Kalumba Felix Sichalwe, on date unknown, but between 1st June 2024 and 31st September 2025, jointly and whilst acting together with other persons unknown, did fraudulently and falsely account for salaries whose details were uploaded on a payment system of a known bank by purporting that the said salaries and terminal benefits amounting to 1,900,000.